Welcome to the Raised with Jesus podcast, 10 minutes of daily life of Jesus meets yours. We've got your daily Lenten devotion for Tuesday, April 9th, 2019, which also reminds us that tomorrow night at 6 p.m. we have Lenten supper and 7 p.m. Lenten worship. Today's reading comes from Romans chapter 6, verse 16. Don't you know that when you offer yourselves to someone to obey him as slaves, you are slaves to the one whom you obey? Whether you are slaves to sin, which leads to death, or slaves to obedience, which leads to righteousness. Romans 6, verse 16. The fine print tells the story. This is an at-will employment agreement. Nothing in the employer's policies, actions, or this document shall be construed to alter the at-will nature of employee's status with employer. And if you're still awake after reading a page defining the responsibilities for employer and employee, you can sign at the bottom, "Congratulations, you have a job." When the economy is good, jobs can be picked up or dropped rather easily. As long as you have a set of skills that an employer can use, you can have a job. And if the economy is good, you'll likely have some freedom in leaving that job as well. But sometimes you have to stay at a job for more years than you would like. The pay and the benefits aren't matched elsewhere, or there are no other companies competing for your attention. You're stuck. Have you ever thought of sin that way? Have you ever looked at the benefits package that sin offers, or the employer match that sin brings to the bargaining table? I'm sure you have. We all have. At first, there is a deliberation. There is an element of the will. As a Christian, you can choose to sin or not sin when temptation arises. As a side note, this scriptural truth is directly contrary to what our world would say. The world says that you are merely an animal who must react according to your conditioning and culture. And concurrently, they also tell the lie that you are in control and that it's not a big deal, until all of a sudden you're not in control and it is a big deal. But the choice, if there is a choice, is not a choice for long. Whether it's the bottle or the website, the gossip or the hookup, sin at first is a choice. Eventually, the sinner is deeply ensnared, and the sinner no longer has a choice. Anyone who sins is a slave to sin, Jesus says, and with that sin, you've signed at the bottom line. Paul echoes this truth, repeating this important point for us here. Verse 16, don't you know that when you offer yourselves to someone to obey him as slaves, you are slaves to the one whom you obey, whether you are slaves to sin, which leads to death, or slaves to obedience, which leads to righteousness. You are not under law, but under grace. Shall we sin because we are free? By no means. You have been set free to serve the living God. Sin is not and shall not be your master, fellow Christ person. Fellow Christian, we pray. Lord, give me strength. Show me that my forgiveness is free and complete. Give me strength to combat the power and slavery of sin in my life, and reassure me again of your forgiveness through my Savior Jesus. Amen. God bless your day.